that's a lot of world championships right there, Rico, man. How are you doing today?
A lot of championships in the long sports. Yes, I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Hey, appreciate you giving us some time. What are your feelings heading into this? I mean, there's a lot of, I guess, anticipation to go into something that hasn't been done legally in the United States in 120 years, and it's going to happen right here in our great city. What is the anticipation like for this event coming up on June 2nd, Rico?
Well, first of all, I'm just really excited that Cheyenne is going to pretty much break the mold of bare-knuckle fighting around the U.S. and maybe global. It's going to be just an epic time just to be part of something that's going to be like the birth. If somebody was going to tell you, hey, you were coming to the first UFC event or, you know, the next big thing, Bitcoin and so forth. This is that moment in time. This is the bare knuckle fighting is bringing something that's never been done before, and it's going to be the first sanctioned event. For me, first time legally, I'll probably be first fighting bare knuckle. You know, probably when I was younger, we fought on the streets and then, you know, got into mixed martial arts. That being, you know, that little storyline, I haven't fought since I was like probably 16 or 17 years old, bare knuckle.
16 or 17, huh? So it's been, you know, almost 25 years. Yeah, it's been almost 25 years. Did you win that one at least?
I won them. It doesn't mean, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you don't come out winning. Something was messed up. You might have won, but you left with like a scar for the rest of your life.
Now, you're fighting Lewis Rumsey. What do you know about your opponent that you'll be facing June 2nd at the Cheyenne Eisen Event Center?
Well, what I do know is that he's a banger. He comes out and, like, you know, he's a wrestler, but, you know, two guys are, you know, bare knuckle fight. He's very quick, elusive. You know, to be honest with you, I wish I would have been with some popcorn and a beer sitting watching the fights, because to me, anybody who comes out to see this event is going to see something that's going to be for the first time. They're putting on a phenomenal stage for fighters to perform. If you've never been to an actual live event such as this one, you know, you're going to pretty much see like an old school like Pride type of setup. So, you know, it's going to be entertaining just to see the light show and the ring in itself, you know, to see that in person. So that's why I think it's important for people to come out locally. The tickets aren't, you know, that crazy expensive, but the fact that it's going to be on live on pay-per-view and it's going to be in the hometown of Cheyenne, I think it's pretty cool. So I'm excited about that.
What made you want to give this a go? Because you've done, you know, the MMA, you've been to UFC, a lot of promotions. You've actually, you know, been in boxing for a couple of bouts. What made you want to try the bare knuckle fighting championship?
Well, first of all, I like to be part of something that's brand new and pioneers. You know what I'm saying? Something that's going to be out there in the frontier. I've been, you know, fighting in Japan in the Tokyo Dome in front of 70,000 people before the UFC became the UFC. I worked with the Fertittas when they bought it from Art Davey to make the UFC the branding that it is today. So, you know, for me to be part of this, the main event, you know, which I was shocked to be part of because I thought Bobby would have been, you know, the proper, you know, main event just because he's been doing it for longer and he knows what's up. This is just a whole different game. It's a whole different breed. But I think it's important for people to understand it's going to be something new to watch on pay-per-view. You know, everyone's already been to the pro wrestling. Everybody's done all the UFC. There's so many fights and so many bouts and so many things going on. People now just have it so easy where you're basically watching the, you know, everything on social media. There's like no more TV commercials, all that stuff. Like, this is the first time I think where you're going to be able to sit down, watch a fight with your friends, watch bare knuckle fights and enjoy the show. This is going to go viral with or without people wanting it to. This is, you know, today, June 2nd is the day of the event. You know, they can watch it live on pay-per-view. I'm telling you, the next day it's going to go viral from all the knockouts and the brutal punches that are going to be actual shown. It's going to be, you know, it's going to change history forever.
Talking to former UFC heavyweight champ Rico Rodriguez. Rico, I was reading up on you somewhat. Brazilian jiu-jitsu is kind of what your claim to fame. How will that help you? Because there's going to be a lot of different varieties of specialties and whatnot for this event.
I'm going to be honest with you. My grappling probably has zero to do with what's going to happen.
Okay. That's what I was curious.
I can't tell you. But here's what I do know. I'm really a wrestler from Jersey. So,
okay.
You know, I'm big time, you know, Greco-Roman, freestyle. I love collegiate wrestling. So, you know, this is a dirty boxing. So, you know, there will be some times we come in. we're going to chalk. There's going to be two lines there. Mm-hmm. We're both going to step on the line. You know, but I've been training boxing for, you know, over 15, 16 years. It's not my best forte, but I worked with guys like under Freddie Roach. I worked with, you know, Rob Garcia. I worked under Mayweather Sr. So I've done my fair share. I've been in Vegas, you know, working on my boxing. I've been all around the world. So, you know, I've been fighting 80 professional fights. There's some punching involved. You know, this is just a different formula. And this is why I think this is so exciting. This is why I jumped on the opportunity, was because this is basically action. So instead of having two guys wrestle on the floor and you're watching them and you can't see which side, this is going to be action. This is going to be live. It's going to be entertaining. You know, people are going to have 2 minutes with a 1 minute rest, and they're pretty much, you're going to be banging. It's, you know, you only have 3 seconds, which isn't a lot of time, but you can do a lot of damage in that clinch in 3 seconds. So, you know, it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be very entertaining. It's going to be a lot of action and a lot less wrestling.
Talking to Rico Rodriguez here in the Sports Zone. Now they're having. You mentioned you're in the main event. Is this? Are you going to be part of the 8-man heavyweight tournament, or is this just a standalone bout right here?
Every day I'm learning something new. It could be a standalone bout. It could be a possible, you know, a relief fight, or something happens where someone can't continue the fight. They might throw it in. I kind of just came on this last minute. You know, like I said, I didn't. I've watched some of the names on the card. You know, you have Maurice Smith, you have Maurice Jackson on there, you have Bobby Guns, you have Eric Prindle. These are names that have contenders, the fighters that have fought all around in some of the top organizations like the UFC and Bellator and so forth. So, you know, even Bobby Guns, he fought Roy Jones, you know what I'm saying? And he's, mm-hmm. I know this is not the political way to say it, but he's a traveling gypsy that's fought all around. And if when I lived in the UK, when I was helping Michael Bisping and Quinn Rampage Jackson and Chet Congo train out there, you know, I really didn't understand what bare knuckle fighting was. And you know what's funny was I had an opportunity to go against Kimbo Slice. For, you know, they offered me $20,000 to fight him in a parking lot. I'm like, dude, guys, I'm fighting for the UFC. I'm fighting on a pay-per-view. I'm not going to fight some dude in the parking garage. And then they had these rules. I didn't know that this was like a real thing, like, you know, until I went to the UK and I was like, they're like, hey, let's watch these gypsies fight. And I'm like, all right, what's a gypsy? And they're like these people that travel and they actually scrap. And it was amazing to watch them, to learn about it, especially when you're in the UK, getting past their accents, and especially when they had a couple pints in them, you're like, what is going on here? And everyone squared up. It was like a circle. If you're from Jersey City or Patterson, you realize it's the same thing as a street fight. And these guys scrapped, and they had mutual respect for each other. One guy got knocked down, the other guy picked the other guy up, and they both settled the deal. Whether it was fighting for money or they were fighting for respect, it was amazing. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Well, one thing about being politically correct on this show, you really don't have to worry about that, Rico. It's we're probably the least politically correct show maybe out there, so feel free to say whatever you like, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem. You know,
I'm trying to come to Cheyenne like a nice guy, not an East Coast New Yorker.
Well, you mentioned you're a wrestler from Jersey and everything like that. You wrestled in high school. When did the interest in MMA really start to go? Was it right then, or did you always have
an interest
in that?
I moved to California with $150 in my pocket. I left Staten Island, New York, and Jersey City, and Hoboken area, and I just was like, you know, I'm going to Cali. I met some friends out there, and I started training some Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Was not much long after that I had the opportunity to go to Brazil. I met a good friend of mine who was a pilot. He's like, here, I'll give you some buddy passes. I went out there and competed in jiu-jitsu, won that. And then I went to Abu Dhabi, and it kind of just trickled into other things. And my wrestling, really from Jersey, just all the stuff I did in high school and, you know, in preschool before that, it just really made me a great athlete. So then when I switched over to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and training with the Machado brothers, that's pretty much when, you know, my success started to take off. And then I would start being like a sparring partner for like guys like Mark Kerr, Mark Colby, Kevin Randleman, just working out with all these different groups of guys. And, you know, the opportunity presented itself. Mark Kerr was fighting for Pride, which a lot of people don't know. It's like the ancient times. But I lived and fought in Japan from like 2002, and I worked for different organizations, and at that time I was renegotiating my contract, and I liked the way the Japanese were treating me, and then Dana White was like, hey, do you want to come on over? And Dana White didn't even do me a favor. He put me on a prelim against Andrew Arlovski. So I had to, like, literally fight my way. So I kind of gambled, rolled the dice. And if I'd have lost, I'd have been cut from Pride, and I would have got cut from the UFC. I won, and then I got myself a contract and fought myself to a world title, which was pretty impressive considering, you know, I lost my first fight in mixed martial arts, came back, won 10 in a row to win a world title. So it's a pretty crazy story.
Yeah, beat Randy Couture at UFC 39. I mean, that I'm not pretending to know that that was a highlight of your career, but it's got to be, you know, 1-1-A, right?
Definitely winning a world title was definitely, you know, a highlight of my career, definitely, especially against Randy Couture. You know, after I beat Randy Couture, a lot of people don't understand, he dropped down from heavyweight, went to 205, and became a multiple world champion at 205 and heavyweight. And, you know, this was a time, you know, what I like to call the real era of contenders of heavyweights and world champions. You know, Chuck Liddell was fighting Randy Couture, Tito Ortiz. There was just, you know, an unbelievable lineup. You know, you had Tim Sylvia in that group. You had, like, you know, everybody was fighting for this contendership. And it was just the guys that were, like, the guys who kind of really changed the whole world of mixed martial arts. And, you know, you were seeing styles that, you know, back in the day it was a wrestler versus a grappler versus a striker. Now everybody became really just well-diversed. And now you're going to see these fighters transform into bare knuckle. I think a lot of fighters that you see, you know, this is why I look at it as an unbelievable opportunity. We have a different platform to perform on. And now we can start a bidding war between different companies. When the UFC purchased Pride, you know, we had nowhere else to go. And then you had Bellator, you bounce forth. So if somebody wanted to pay you $100, you have to accept that offer. This is a different platform now. And Feldman's a great guy. That's why I like working with him, because he's fair and he wants all of us to succeed. If he succeeds, then all the fighters will. So this is a great opportunity for other fighters to make money doing something they love to do. I love to fight. Yeah. At the end of the day, I don't care what it is. We're going to scrap. You're going to pay me to fight. That's better than being in an office from 9 to 5, hating my life every single day, banging my head on the wall. Yeah, it's not
going to
happen.
Rico Rodriguez. He'll be fighting Lewis Rumsey, the main event on June 2nd, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, the beginning. It'll be at the Cheyenne Ice and Event Center. First time in 120 years, legal sanctioned bare knuckle fighting. And you can get your tickets, bareknuckle.tv. And you can, of course, walk up as well on June 2nd. Rico, it has certainly been a pleasure visiting with you, and we look forward to this event, man.
Guys, maybe you guys will come to the press conference, or maybe you'll come to the weigh-ins. Maybe we can hang out before and after, and I can show you guys how this stuff works behind or in front of the scenes, whatever you want to learn.
Oh, man, that'd be outstanding, Rico. Thanks so much,
yeah,
man.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Take it. Yeah, there you go. Rico Rodriguez joining us here on the program. For